This week on Morning Edition, we've been taking a look at New Hampshire's expanding charter school movement. It's a series we call A Growing Choice. Charter schools are publicly funded, and the state now has 25 of them. Two of those are new schools that opened this fall, each with a unique philosophy toward education. But visits to these new additions to the state's school choice roster showed just how bumpy the road to opening a charter can be. At the Micro Society Academy Charter School in Nashua, the first day of school is just wrapping up. Students are gathered in the gymnasium where first grade teacher Danielle Cormier helps break the ice.
You're going to find people that have the same favorite color. Go!
Frenzy ensues as students spread out to find a group to join.
I'm a little relieved. It's been a long time coming, and I'm still in shock kids are here.
That's the school's director, Amy Bottomley. She left an assistant principal position in Hollis to take this job. So what is a micro-society school?
Micro-society, we like to say it's bringing real world to learning. Students will have opportunities to write business plans. They can become owners. They can hire managers. We have our own judicial system. We have our own currency.
But the opening did not go as planned. Sitting in Bottomley's makeshift office at the school's temporary location at the St. Philip Greek Orthodox Church, she says renovations on the school's permanent home, a former medical office building just down the road, weren't finished in time for the start of the school year.
The rooms are much smaller than when we get into our permanent home. Our permanent home, the classrooms are well over 700 square feet, and we're in about a third of that right now.
Sure.
We don't have a typical reception office area, but everyone is thrilled to have somewhere to start.
The school has since moved into its permanent location and now has nearly 100 students. But for a new charter school, this is what a typical opening looks like.
Definitely the largest hurdle to opening a charter school would be finding an appropriate facility.
Matt Southerton is director of the New Hampshire Center for Innovative Schools. It's a charter school advocacy group.
The first year in a charter school is very difficult. You don't just pull a public school out of the ether. You don't say, I want to start a public school, and the next day you turn it on. I mean, it's a really long technical process that can take up to 2 or 3 years.
Let's put it together. Broken.
Broken.
Broken. Let's say it's lightning speed.
Broken.
Compass Classical Academy is another school that opened this fall. Also in a temporary home, a former school in a building owned by St. Gabriel's Parish in Franklin. Outside, a large cross hangs alongside the charter school's banner.
These two classrooms are both, well, this is second and third grade combined, and that's fourth and fifth combined.
The school's director, Dan Bean, gives me a tour and explains the philosophy behind the school.
The sort of, the very nature of the curriculum itself being such a literature-based program is very much in line with the principles of classical education.
He says the school could be in its temporary home through the rest of the school year. In the meantime, the building is working out. Because it's a former school, there's a gym and a kitchen, though at the time the school did not have a lunch program. And Bean says lack of transportation has also been an issue.
We're actually aware of several students that were signed up from Laconia who, when we finalized the agreement for us to start here, they informed us that it was just too far, and so they dropped off. So
it's a limiting factor for your enrollment.
It absolutely is.
When a charter school opens, there's no guarantee it's going to last. In fact, 4 charters in New Hampshire have closed due to low enrollment and lack of finances. Judy Tilton is one of the founders of Compass Classical Academy. The school received a $500,000 federal startup grant, but Tilton, who now works as the school's business manager, says that only goes so far.
We did things like Craigslist. Another school district adopted us. So all the furniture you see in this building, we paid $950 for.